days that merit more praise than all the rest of the year. And welcome the nights that double delights, as well for the poor as the peer. Good fortune attend each merry man's friend that doth bat the best that he may, forgetting old wrongs with carols and songs to drive the cold winter away. The court in all state now opens her gate and bids a free welcome to most. The city likewise, though somewhat precise, doth willingly part with her cost. And yet, by report from city and court, the country gets the day. More liquor is spent and better content to drive the cold winter away. The gentry there for cost do not spare, the yeomanry fast in lend. The farmers and such think nothing too much if they keep but to pay their rent. The poorest of all do merrily call, one bears but a little sway, for a song or a tale or a pot of good ale to drive the cold winter away. Thus none will allow of solitude now, but merrily greet the time, to make it appear of all the whole year that this is accounted the prime. December is seen apparelled in green, and January fresh at May comes dancing along with a cup and a song to drive the cold winter away. This time of the year is spent in good cheer, kind neighbours together meet, to sit by the fire with friendly desire, each other in love to greet. Old grudges forgot are put in the pot, all sorrows aside they lay. The old and the young doth carol his song to drive the cold winter away. To mask and to mum, kind neighbours will come with wassails of not brown ale, to drink and carouse to all in this house, as merry as bucks in the pail, where cake, bread and cheese is brought for your fees to make you the longest day. At the fire to warm will do you no harm to drive the cold winter away. When Christmas tide comes in like a bride with holly and ivy clad, 12 days in the year much mirth and good cheer in every household is had. The country guise is then to devise some gamble of Christmas play, whereas the young men do best that they can to drive the cold winter away. When white-bearded frost hath threatened his worst and fallen from branch and briar, then time away calls from husbandry halls and from the good countryman's fire, together to go to plough and to sow, to get us both.